Follow the Prophet, The $5 Miracle by Heidi S. Swinton. President Monson grew up during the Great Depression when money was scarce. When he was 12 years old, he worked hard and saved $5 in coins. Tommy traded the coins with his father for a $5 bill. He tucked his precious $5 bill in the pocket of his jeans for safekeeping. He had never had that much money before. Tommy's family did not own a washing machine, so they sent their dirty clothes to the laundry each week. A few days later, the clean, wet clothes were delivered back to Tommy's family, and they hung them on the clothesline to dry. When it was time for his jeans to go to the laundry, Tommy forgot to take the $5 bill out of his pocket, and his money went to the laundry too. Tommy was sick with worry because he knew that the people who worked at the laundry usually checked pockets for change. Even if they didn't find and take his money, he knew it would probably be lost in the washing machine. Tommy needed that money, and he had worked very hard for it. He knew there was only one thing to do. He knelt and pleaded that Heavenly Father would keep his $5 bill safe until his jeans came back. After two long days, Tommy watched the delivery truck pull up to the curb. As his mother unloaded the clothes, Tommy grabbed his jeans and ran to his room. With his heart pounding and his hands trembling, he reached into the pocket. At first he found nothing, but then his fingers touched a wet $5 bill. Filled with relief, he offered a prayer of gratitude. He knew Heavenly Father had heard and answered his prayer. "Since that time," said President Monson, "not a day has gone by that I have not communicated with my Father in heaven through prayer." Stand in Holy Places and Sign, November 2011, page 84. President Monson wants everyone to know that as we pray daily, we will be entitled to Heavenly Father's guidance, even in things as small as a $5 bill forgotten in a pair of jeans. Reasons to pray. President Monson prayed for help to get his $5 bill back. Then he prayed to say thank you after it was returned. The following are some of the reasons that you should pray: to feel close to Heavenly Father, to thank Him for what He gives me, to ask for His help, to ask forgiveness for doing something wrong, to ask for His help in forgiving someone else, to tell Him how I feel, to let Him know I love Him and to feel His love for me, to ask Him what I should do about something, to ask Him to comfort me. Sidebar: words from President Monson. Prayer continues to provide power, spiritual power. Prayer continues to provide peace, spiritual peace. From Come Unto Him in Prayer and Faith, Ensign, March 2009, page 7. End of the article, Follow the Prophet, The $5 Miracle by Heidi S. Swinton.